The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, recently, Niall McGarry, the founder of Maximum Media, the company behind publications such as Joe.ie and Her.ie, stepped down from his Irish role following controversy over a click farm being used to falsely inflate user numbers. A click farm is where a large group of often low-paid workers are hired to click on paid advertising links multiple times. To discuss this problem and the growing question of trust in tech, we're joined by Dr. Johnny Ryan of Brave. Brave is a free and open-source web browser that blocks ads and website trackers. Dr. Ryan, you're very welcome to the programme. The question of trust, a lot of the question of trust around tech has been about data privacy, but this is an issue around, in a sense, the business model and whether or not advertisers are getting the full picture or reality behind behind sites that they're lending financial support to.
Yes, absolutely is. It's a pleasure to be with you, by the way. So the problem is that humans working in a warehouse somewhere, or ad bots, which masquerade as humans but are actually software, are pretending to view and click on ads. And what happens then is that if you're an advertiser and that ad is clicked on, you're charged real money even though nobody really saw the ad. Now, whatever about the specifics of the Maximum Media situation, this problem of ad fraud, inflated numbers and so forth, it's a global issue in the ad industry. And the estimates of the damage to the advertisers and to legitimate media range, you know, from single billions to double-digit billions. I'll give you two estimates just to show the spread how little we know. So the body that represents advertisers in the United States is called the ANA, the Association of National Advertisers. Now, they estimated this year that the cost in the United States from ad fraud to advertisers was going to be $5.8 billion, which sounds like a big figure, doesn't it? But there's another estimate, the global estimate, from a consultancy called Juniper Research, and their figure for the global damage is $42 billion. Now, you've got this spread, $5.8 billion to $42 billion, which suggests that neither estimate is worth a damn and that we don't really know what the scale is.
Is it a question of there's legitimate content being produced and so forth, but are you saying that maybe the large figure is where advertisers end up paying for something that isn't actually even legitimate content, that they're actually being scammed, not only in relation to how many people might be clicking on the ad, but as to what the whole website is in the first place?
Yes, where the ad is. So we've exactly that. We've got two things going on. You may have a publisher, a legit publisher, and someone in the organization decides at the end of the month that they need to make their numbers up by, quote, buying traffic, which means purchasing bot visits or click farm visits. Now, that's bad. But worse is if RTE's website were to be copied. So you might get RTE-E.ie. And an advertiser thinks they're spending money on RTE's legitimate website, but in fact, they might be spending money on a mirror of your website that is actually being run by criminals.
What do you think could or should be done then to tackle this?
None of this problem really would be possible, in my view, or a lot of it wouldn't be possible, if you didn't have data leakage. Now, I'll describe what I mean by that. You, this morning, visit RTE, and you read about a review of a car, for example. And then this afternoon, you might visit some other website, a low-rent, low-quality one. Now, RTE, when you visited it, made what's called a bid request. It solicited advertiser attention for you. So it had to tell everyone who was interested what you were looking at and who you are. That means all these companies in the middle that got that information from RTE can identify you again when you're on a lower-quality website, and they can show you ads on that low-quality website at a tremendous discount. Now, that's a complicated system. It's called real-time bidding. It's worth billions. And right now, it's subject to investigation by the Irish Data Protection Commission, thanks to my evidence and complaints. But what happens if, instead of you visiting RTE, it's a bot masquerading as a person, and it builds up a fake sense of it, of its interest, and then it's bought as traffic by another site?
So therefore, if you can find a way of tackling that data leakage, you might be making a progress or some start. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Johnny Ryan of web browser Brave, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.